Washtenaw County has become home to a number of bugs or insects that create a lot of damage, are a nuisance, and in some cases a health threat. Those would include the emerald ash borer, the multicolored Asian ladybug, and the Asian tiger mosquito. Now, another invasive bug is starting to move towards our area. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition, and it's only on 89.1 WEMU. The bug that is now marching a path towards Washtenaw County is called the brown marmorated stink bug. It can cause crop damage on our farms, and if it invades your home, it can be somewhat difficult to get rid of, and they certainly live up to their name and stink to high heaven. Our guest this morning is Dr. Jamin Eisenbach, and Dr. Eisenbach is a renowned entomologist and a professor in Eastern Michigan University's Department of Biology. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the stink bug, like many of the other invasive bug species, is native to Asia. I'm guessing they arrived undetected in some of our import shipments.
That's the best guess to date, yeah.
Have you ever been exposed to the odor of a stink bug?
The native stink bugs, yes. And we have quite a number here.
Is it quite strong?
It's stinky, yes.
So we can assume that we're dealing with at least that level of stink with the Asian version. Well, I've seen some figures from 2010 which showed these bugs were growing in population significantly in the Mid-Atlantic region. Because they can be difficult to manage, particularly in our crops, they've rather quickly started spreading our way. How close are they at this point?
There are about 12 or 13 counties here in Michigan where they actually have been recorded.
So they're in the state?
Absolutely.
In the Mid-Atlantic, the stink bugs are blamed for causing significant damage to some fruit and vegetable crops. That means they can look forward to a feast here in Washtenaw County and throughout the state of Michigan. I mean, we're loaded up.
That's right. Corn, sweet corn, soybeans, apples, cherries, you name it, they love it.
When we talk significant damage, and I mean economic damage, what kind of economic damage did the Mid-Atlantic region see when these bugs first started overpopulating the area?
The reports that I've heard from 2010, the really bad year, was between $30 and $40 million in crop losses. There were apple growers who reported complete loss of their crops.
And can we expect that kind of level of damage in the state of Michigan?
The potential is there, and right now they're just at what's called nuisance levels.
And what does that mean? What would be the nuisance as opposed to crisis?
Nuisance mostly is it's there, it's seen, it's not worth the expenditure to treat it. It causes some damage, but mostly people are complaining about issues where they're invading their homes, barns, and garages.
Well, we'll certainly get to the residential solutions in a moment. But first, while we're talking about the crops, are there preventative measures that farmers can take to prevent stink bugs from making a home in their crops and causing this kind of economic damage?
The only option available right now is the use of pesticides.
That has a whole host of issues itself.
Yes.
So what do you do if you start to notice that on your farm you have these bugs? Do you just accept that I'm going to lose a significant amount of my crops?
I don't think any grower really can accept that. They're going to have to use approved pesticides for this, which, as you said, brings another opens a can of worms, if you will, to other issues, as in knocking down all of the natural enemies that do exist that keep other pests in check.
So then you end up with an even more significant problem for having solved the one new problem.
The potential for that is definitely there.
Might not a company like Monsanto see this as an economic opportunity?
Yes, there is that possibility. It has happened before with other pests, yes.
And if, in fact, that becomes the case, then you end up on kind of a pesticide treadmill where you end up having to use more and more and more toxic chemicals in order just to stave off new species of pests.
Oh, not even new species, just to maintain the level of control that is needed for growers to maintain a profit.
So I know from talking to you off air, in Asia they are exploring some biological solutions. Might that come to the United States soon?
Absolutely. In fact, there's a series of tests going on right now for a natural enemy, a very tiny wasp that attacks the eggs of the brown marmorated stink bug. And it completes its life cycle inside a single egg. And as opposed to our native natural enemies, where we maybe have 5 or 10% mortality of this invasive pest, they're finding mortality rates of up to 50%, which is very, very
good.
That
could keep the bug at a nuisance level.
Yes, keep it below what would be considered an economic threshold.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with Dr. Jamin Eisenbach about the rather imminent arrival of stink bugs. Dr. Eisenbach is a renowned entomologist and a professor in Eastern Michigan University's Department of Biology. And we talked about the nuisance right now for many people is they've invaded the home, and they can be rather stinky, as you said. So when these bugs like to take up residence in our homes, do we have to worry about any health concerns?
Absolutely not. Although these insects feed by sticking their mouth parts into plant tissue, they cannot bite people. The worst they can do is, if threatened, they will release their stink. The problem is that they try to find a nice protected place to overwinter, your home, your garage, or your barn, and they will do so in very large numbers.
And they're kind of like rats. I mean, they just... the population explodes quickly.
Yes. And there have been reports in the United States of people having to clean them out with shovels and 5-gallon buckets.
That sounds lovely. Can a home invasion of the stink bug be easily remediated?
Yes.
Do we have to use the pesticides and the toxics in our homes?
No. Close all the gaps in your walls. Caulk your windows. Do not give them any way to enter your home.
So preventative medicine.
Absolutely. And if they do get in, we have that high-tech piece of machinery known as the vacuum cleaner, which is really effective at sucking them up and getting rid of them.
So a vacuum cleaner is the solution. Is there anything we can do? You know, these days, very few of the vacuum cleaners that are being sold actually have bags anymore. So you would be sucking them directly into the vacuum cleaner itself. And if they smell, if they feel threatened and they've given off that odor, it's going to be in your vacuum cleaner.
That's true. You can take the short nylon stockings. I really don't know what they are called. I use them to collect the lint on my
mushrooms. Kind of like knee highs or something?
Knee highs, right. Exactly. Stuff it down the end of the hose, fold the top of it over the outside, and attach it with a rubber band. And now you've got a little net inside the vacuum cleaner hose that will catch them as you suck them up. When it's full, just pull it off, tie it up, and throw it out.
Now, as I understand it, the stink bugs have already invaded 36 states in the District of Columbia, and now we've got them in at least a dozen counties or so in the state of Michigan. How quickly might we see them in Washtenaw County?
It all depends on how unlucky we are. Although these insects can fly, they don't fly very far. Their main mode of transportation is us. They will be transported in your cars and trucks, in packing material, in boxes of fruits and vegetables.
And then they look for the new food source.
Exactly.
Once they're here, are they here to stay?
I would guess yes.
Terrific. If you have one thing that you could tell us to walk away with, understanding and knowing about stink bugs, what would that be?
They're actually really pretty.
So you'll know it when you see it, and you'll know it when you smell it.
Right.
Exactly right. Thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
That is Dr. Jamin Eisenbach. Dr. Eisenbach is a renowned entomologist and a professor in Eastern Michigan University's Department of Biology. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another installment of Issues of the Environment. This weekly segment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU.